Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Meseches Sota has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel Le'iloi Nishmas, Ephraim Eliyahu Ben Yosef and Chana Bas Shmuel Halevi.
Sota Daf Mem Ches. The sugi begins at the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara quotes the line of the Mishnah, which says that Yechanan Koyen Godol Hevir Hadoyas Hamaiser. That Yechanan Kohen Gadol, he was mevata of the din of the vidui hamaisa. The Gemara asks, "My Taima, why was he mevata of this chiv deraisa to make a vidui when a person is mafish all of his chumas and maisus? He has to make a vidui that he did it all properly." Because we don't give the maisa the way the Torah said that it's supposed to be given. The Rachmana Omar di Yahavi Levim. The Torah says that we're supposed to give Maisa Rishon to the Levi, but Anan Kayahavinan Lakahanim. And we give it to the Kohanim. Rashi explains that this halacha is referring to the Takana of Ezra, which the Gemara in Yevamos speaks about on Daf Pei Vav, that Ezra made a gezeira against the Leviim since they did not come up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel. He counts in them that the Maisa Rishon, which the Torah says is supposed to go to the Levi, is going to go to the Kohanim. So there's a big shaila there, exactly what was the din of Maisa Rishon before the Takana, and what was the din of Maisa Rishon after the Takana. So we're going to discuss that a little bit here at this point of the Gemara. The Gemara brings in Yevamos Daf Pei Vav a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Where is Maisa Rishon supposed to go? Mi'ikur din mi deraisa. Rabbi Akiva learns, Maisa Rishon goes to the Levi, only the Levi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah understands that the Chiv Maisa Rishon is not only to Levi, but also to the Kohanim. He can give to either one that he wants. The Gemara over there brings different psukim that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshan from. A tremendous nafkamina in this machlokes is how we understand the Gzeira of Ezra. Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Chof Vav explains that according to Rabbi Akiva, that Midereisa Maisa Rishon is to be given Dafka to Leviim, so the Gzeira of Ezra was that now even Kohanim have a share in Maisa Rishon. Before the Gzeira, it was only to Levi. Now after the Gzeira, Ezra consented the Leviim that now also the Kohanim can receive Maisa Rishon. Asha'enken, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who even before the Gzeira of Ezra, even Kohanim had a share in Maisa Rishon. The Gzeira was now Dafka Kohanim. He took away the share of Shevet Levi, of the Leviim, and Dafka Kohanim have a share now in Maisa Rishon. The Gemara in Ksubis, Tosfos brings, is also Muchach like that, because the Gemara there in Daf Chaf Vav says, is discussing over there, how does a Kohen get a Chazaka that he's a Kohen? Which Maisa does he have to do in order that we all know that he's a Kohen? The Gemara brings over there a braisa that says that if we see him getting Maisa Rishon, that's a chazaka that he's a Kohen. The Gemara asks, why is it a chazaka that he's a Kohen? Levi gets Maisa Rishon, not Kohan. So the Gemara says it's going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that holds that even Kohanim also receive Maisa Rishon, therefore it's a chazaka that he's a Kohen. So the Gemara asks, why is it a chazaka according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Haray, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that even Kohanim get, but also Leviim can take Maisa Rishon. Therefore, if we see somebody taking Maisa Rishon, why is that a chazaka, a rai that he's a Kohen? Maybe he's really a Levi. To which the Gemara answers, going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah after the Takana of Ezra. So we see Lehedia, that Dafka according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah after the Takana of Ezra, do we say that only a Kohen now gets Maisa Rishon? Because before Gezerah, before Takanas Ezra, both Leviim and Kohanim had Maisa Rishon. After Takanas Ezra, only Kohanim have Maisa Rishon. Masha'enken, according to Rabbi Akiva, that before the Takana of Ezra, Leviim and only Leviim had a share in Maisa Rishon. Only the Leviim. So now, after Takanas Ezra, also Kohanim have. That's how Tosfos brings out this halacha. That after Takanas Ezra, also Kohanim have. Therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, we can't be mukim this braisa. Because if he's Rabbi Akiva, it won't be a chazaka that he's a Kohen, because maybe he's a Levi, even after Takana of Ezra. That is the sheet of Tosfos and many other Rishonim, legabi this Takana of Ezra, before the Takana and after the Takana. Now we come to the Rambam. The Rambam is a Mechudosh Dika Shita, it looks like, in Hilchas Meiser. The Rambam there, in Perek Rishon Halacha Aleph, paskins like Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam writes, V'hameiser hazeh le'levim zecharim. The Rambam is describing the din of Meiser Rishon, and he says it goes to Levim zecharim unakevas, shneemar, ulebnei Levi, hinei nasati kol Meiser b'Yisrael l'nachala. And all the Mefarshi and Rambam speak out that the Rambam here is paskining Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi, that the din of Meiser Rishon is dafka to Levim and not to Kohanim. In Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, the Rambam there brings down the Knas of Ezra. And the Rambam writes, Ve'ezra kines es ha-Levim. He made a Knas against Levim, Bizmanoi, Shelo yitnu lohen maiser rishon, Elo yinasein le-Kohanim, Lefi shelo olu imo Yushalayim. Rather, he gave it to the Kohanim, because the Levim did not come to Yushalayim together with Ezra. Marie Korkus already, from the G'dolei Kadmonim, asks on the Rambam that according to the Cheshbon of Tosfos, based on the Klor Raya we just brought from Ksubas Tav Chav Vav, if you pass on like Rabbi Akiva, that Maaser Rishon Dafka goes to the Levim, so after Tekanas Ezra it comes out that now also Kohanim have a share in Maaser Rishon. So why did the Rambam, who paskin like Rabbi Akiva, say that it only goes to the Kohanim, which the Chayra goes Dafka according to Belozer ben Azariah? The Kesef Mishnah answers this kasha by asking another kasha and saying a pshat and that it answers both of them. The Lashon of the Rambam that we just read says, I'll read it again, Ve'ezra kinei sesalavim bizmanoi. Why did the Rambam add the word bizmanoi? Kipshuto, it's mefurish in many sugyos in Shas, that the takon of Ezra, the gzeir of Ezra, goes l'doire doires. It's not only in his zman. Why did the Rambam write that he made a knas against the Levim bizmanoi, it's mashma only the Levim of his time period? So the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Shitas HaRambam is that there's a chilik between the knas of the Levim in the days of Ezra and the Levim after the days of Ezra. The Levim in the days of Ezra, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who held that before the knas, Maaser Rishon was only going to the Levim, Ezra made a knas, a very harsh knas, that now it only goes to the Kohanim. Levim don't get anything. And that's what the Rambam over here is telling us in Halacha Dalet. Even though the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that Maaser Rishon goes to Levim, the Rambam is telling us that Bizman Ezra, Maaser Rishon went only to the Kohanim. But avad the Rambam's moida to Tosfos, based on the Raya from Ksubis, that after the Zman of Ezra, then according to Rabbi Akiva, both Kohanim and Levim have a share in Maaser Rishon. And therefore even the Rambam is moida to what comes out from the Gemara in Ksubis, that if we see somebody eating Maaser Rishon, that's not a raya that he's a Kohen, because only in the Zman of Ezra was Maaser Rishon exclusively for the Kohanim. But from that generation and on, Rambam is moided to Tosfos that it has that Levim and Kohanim both have a share in Maaser Rishon. We're continuing now at the two dots. The Gemara quotes the Lashon of the Gemara, Va'afhu bitel es ha-me'orin. B'yoichanan Kohen Gadol, he was also mevatel the me'orin. So the Gemara asks, "My ma'orin, what are this ma'orin that Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol was mevatel?" Omar rach v'bekol yom v'yom, shahayu oimdim levim al duchen, v'oimrim ura lama tishan Hashem. They would sing this part of the shira that they would say at the time of the hakrovas hakorbanos. They would sing from Perek Tehillim, ura lama tishan Hashem, Hashem, why are you sleeping? Wake up, omar lahen. So Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol would say to them, how can you say that? Does the Kodesh Baruch Hu sleep? When Klal Yisrael is having tzaros and the Umas HaOlam are sitting comfortably with Shalva, that's what the Pasuk is referring to when it says, Ura Lamatishan Hashem. So therefore it comes out, because of this discussion, this Shachal Vataria of Yochanan Kohen Gadol and Levim, eventually Yochanan Kohen Gadol removed this chelek of the Shira because of this problem. It's not clear exactly from the Gemara what exactly was the taina of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. The Rambam Perish HaMishnai has a very interesting Hezber in this Gemara. The Rambam says over there that the reason why he took it out was when they said this pasuk, they would say it ki'ilu hayu medabri b'mashem yizbarach. It looked like they were talking with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'll read you the lashon of the Rambam. V'hayu tzoyekin eilav bazeh ha-pasuk. they were kiilu kaviyachol screaming towards Hashem with this pasuk. V'zeh masha einu roi lasois v'loimer klapei mala. It's not roi for a person to scream kaviyachol at Hashem that Hashem chas v'shalom should wake up. It's not derech er. It's not mina roi for the levim to say that, and that's why Yochanan Kohen Gadol took out this chelik from the shiva. The Marsha asks the kasha, the obvious kasha, if it's not the proper way, it's not mina roi to speak like that klapei Kodesh Baruch Hu. So why then were Bnei Korach, who were the ones who were masakin in this kapitel, why were they masakin a pasuk like this? If it's not roi to speak like that towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, why were they masakin a pasuk like this in the first place? And Marsha explains based on this gemara, based on the hemshech of the gemara, that the pasuk really, the pasuk shard of the pasuk is not referring to us speaking to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but rather it's Ruach HaKodesh is Kilu speaking. And the Ruach HaKodesh of the Pasuk is referring to the Zman when Klal Yisrael is in Golos. And when Klal Yisrael is in Golos, it seems to the world that Chas V'Shalom Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kaviyachol sleeping. He's not seeing what's going on, and he's not taking revenge against the Goyim who are hurting his children. So the Pasuk says, Ura Lamatisha in Hashem. But when Klal Yisrael is in charge and they're in control and they're the ones who are sitting benachas v'shalva, so the pasuk is not referring to such a tkufa. And that, the Marsha adds, a very tremendous chiddush, that's why Yochanan Kohen Gadol, that's why he took out this chelik of the Shira. Because in the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Klal Yisrael was sitting benachas v'shalva. And therefore it was not minaroi, it wasn't appropriate at that time to be singing Shira with this song, since it did not apply to the tkufa that they were living in at that time. The next chelik of the Mishnah, which the Gemara discusses, says that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was mevatel as hanoikfin. The Gemara asks, my noikfin, we're holding by the next two dots in the Gemara, daf mem ches amud aleph. My noikfin, what are noikfin? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, shehayu misartin le'egel ben karnav. They would scratch the eagle that they were going to bring as a korban, they would scratch it between its horns, k'deish yipul dam be'einav, so that the blood would drip down into the eyes of the cow. Also, Ihu, Yochanan Kohen Gadol came, and he was mevatel mishum demichsi ki muma, because it looked like they were giving the behema a mum, and that's not roi to bring a korban with a mum. It's mashma that it only looked like a mum, but it wasn't really a mum mi'ikar adin. The Machlekas Rishonim, why did they do this practice of scratching the behemoth between the karna, between the horns? Rashi says, Misartin, Kishahayu Roitzin Lahapiloi La'aretz L'Shoichtoi. When they wanted to bring the behemoth to the ground in order to shecht it, they would scratch it. Sheyipol Dam Be'enav, Rashi says, Ve'enai Roya, therefore now it can't see. Ve'enai Mischazik Kol Kachal Raglov. Rashi is very clear that when the blood flows into the eyes of the eagle, it can no longer stand on its four legs properly, and it's very easy to bring it to the ground. Both the Rambam and the Rav Bar Tanura both have a little bit of a slightly different explanation. The Lashon of the Rav in Mishnayis is Kedesh Yehenoich Lichafoisoi Vilishoichtoi. The reason why they wanted the dam to go into the eyes of the eagle was it made it easier to tie it up and to shecht it, not to make it lose its balance to easily bring it down to the ground, but rather it made it easier to tie the behema to get it ready for the Maisa Shechita. We'll continue now Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of the next Mishnah. The Mishnah begins Mishibotlo Sanhedrin, when Sanhedrin became bottle. Bottle hashir mibeis hamishtois, shenemar bishir lo yishtu yayim. When the Sanhedrin became bottle, which pashas means they left the makom of the lishchas agazis, so they stopped shir in the beis hamishtois. They were mevatel singing shir in the beis hamishtois, in the banquet halls. Shenemar, the Gemara brings a pasuk in Yeshaya, bishir lo yishtu yayim. So here, this is the sugya of the iser of listening to Klei Shir, listening to Zimra Bizman Hazeh. So we'll speak out the Bekitzer, just the Rosh Prokim of this sugya. It's a big sugya, but we'll try just to get in the basic Tamtzis and the Iker Shitas Rishonis of the sugya. The Gemara says in Gittin Daf Zayin, Shalchu Lehu Lemar Ukva. They sent a question to Mar Ukva. Zimra Minalon De Osr. Where's the makor? Where does it say that music is asr? Where does it say that music is asr? Rashi on the place, very important Rashi, says Zimra l'shoyer b'beis hamishtois, to sing or to listen to music in the banquet hall, in the beis hamishtois. We'll see from the Hemshech of the Gemara, where does Rashi know from that we're talking dafka in a place of eating and drinking, dafka there, the Isra of Shir applies. So the Gemara says, Sir Teit v'kosov l'hu, he sent them the Makor for the Pasuk in Hayshea, Perek Tes, Al Tismach Yisrael Al Gil Ba'amim. That's the Makor. Al Tismach Yisrael refers to Shir in the Beis HaMishdois. So the Gemara says, V'lishlech l'hu mihocha. Why don't we ask, why didn't he answer a more clear, more obvious Pasuk in Yishaya that says, B'shir lo yishtu yayin. So that's the reason why Rashi said what he said before, that this Isser only applies in the base of Mishnah, because the second pasuk the Gemara asks, why didn't he send from here, is Mefurish, that it's talking about Dafka al Hayayin, because the pasuk says, Bishir lo yishtu yayin, don't drink wine and sing together at the same time. So if the Gemara said, why don't we bring the Makor from here, it's mashma that it's the same halacha, just the Gemara is asking for a different Makor. So even the first pasuk the Gemara understood also, the Isser only applies dafka in the base of Mishnah, and we'll see the Tosfos here also agrees to Rashi about that. The Gemara answers, why didn't we bring this as a makor? Imi hahu, if we brought only that one pasuk, hava amina hani mili zimra dimana, I would have thought that it's music with instruments, with musical instruments, only that is asr. Aval depul mashari, but music with one's mouth, that's mutter. Kamash malan from this other pasuk in Hosea, that not only with musical instruments is forbidden, but also with bipuma, even with the mouth, is also forbidden. And that's the maskon of the Gemara according to Rashi. It comes out of the few Rashi, there's no chilik at all between puma and clay zimra, clay zemer, zimra demona. There's no chilik. They're both asr, and it's also mavur from Rashi, and Tosfos agrees to Rashi, that the isr only applies in the base hamishtah, not outside of the base hamishtah. Tosfos there, Dibur Maskel Zimra, adds based on the Yushalmi that also somebody who is constantly rogil in hearing music, even though he's not in the Beis HaMishta, it's also going to be Asr. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, in Or Chaim Chelik Aleph, explains the Psak of Tosfos. There is a certain Darga of Simcha that a person reaches when he's singing, when he's listening to music in the Beis HaMishta, that he doesn't go to that level of tainug when he's not in the base of Mishnah. Somebody who's rugged constantly, always with music, the example the Gemara gives there in Yushalmi is that the Reish Galusa used to wake up every single day with people playing violins to him, people playing him music, and he would go to sleep like that. Such a constant lifestyle with music being played for him, that's also a higher darga of tainug, which is equal to the level of tainug of a person listening to music in the Beis HaMishta. That's why both of those levels are asr. But for a person who's not regular, he's not in the Beis HaMishta, that's already a lower darga of tainug, which Chazal did not asr, machmas the Sanhedrin going into Golos. And this Tosfos and Rashi is the basis of the Psak Indra of the Ramah in Simin Tov Kuf Samech and Orachaim Siv Gimel. There the Ramah paskins that music is asr Psai B'Peh, Psai B'Klei Zemer, but dafka in the Beis HaMishteh, or somebody who is overly rogil to listening to this music. That's the Psak of the Ramah. The Psak of the Machaber is entirely different. It comes based on the Psak of the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Tainus, Perek Hey Halacha Yud Dalid. The Rambam says, "V'chein gozru shaloi l'nagin b'klei shir, v'chol minei zemer." Chazal made a gzeirah not to be nagin with instruments. V'chol mashmiyei kol, any type of instrument that makes music. Also lismoech bahen, v'also lishaman mipnei achorban. He can't be besimcha with them, and he can't listen to them. In Tarachim, what the double lashon is. Ve'afilu shira b'peh, the Rambam adds, even shira b'peh, that's the lashon of the Gemara, b'puma, al hayayin asura, shnemar b'shir lo yishtu yayin. The Rambam throws in here a tremendous chiddush, that shira b'peh is choluk, it's different than shira with a klei zemer. Shir with a klei zemer is also in all circumstances. We do not need dafka beis hamishta. Masha'ein kein shir bepeh is only also al hayayin, the Rambam says, which pasus means while he's eating, while he's drinking in the beis hamishta. The question is, where does the Rambam get this from? We just learned in the Gemara in Gittin is mashma, there's no chiluk at all between zemer of the peh and zemer with the klei zemer. This Rambam, by the way, is the makor for the psak of the Mechaber. L'maisa, Rav Moshe Feinstein in that same tshuva explains the makor of the Rambam is that he learned the Gemara there in Gittin a little bit differently. When the Gemara asks the Kasha, why did we learn from Al Tismach Yisrael? Why didn't we learn from the other pasuk of Bishilo Yishtu Yayin? To which the Gemara answers, Imihahi, if I only had the pasuk of Bishilo Yishtu Yayin, Havamina, I would have thought it's only Aser Beklei Zemer, but Bepuma is Mutter. Kipshuta, you learn, Lule, this Rambam, you learn, because the Lashon of the Pasuk, Bishir lo yishtu yayin, has a shtikul mashmois that is talking about musical instruments. The word shir has a mashmois of musical instruments. Ramosha brings ragis that fakir. The word shir usually refers dafka to shir bepeh, like, for example, by the Levim. The Gemara says, Iker shir is dafka bepeh. The Gemara refers to Levim as shir, and the Iker shir of Levim is dafka with their peh. So the word shir doesn't necessarily refer to instruments, rather it could just as well refer to music with the mouth. Therefore, the Ramosha explains, the Rambam understood that the Gemara means that if we only have that pasuk, the Haina, we only had one pasuk, this pasuk in Yeshaya, Vishir lo yishtu yayin, we would have been mukim the pasuk in the least possible chiddush, which is to say that the Chazal only asered shir if it's beklei zemer, which is a lesser of a chiddush than saying that they also asered bepeh. Kamash malan, the reason why we brought this other pasuk in Hosea about tismach Yisrael al gil ba'amim is to be moisif an additional chiddush that it's even asar bepeh, even asar bepuma. And the reason for the additional chiddush is merely because we have two psukim. Because if we only had one pasuk, we dafka would have been mukim that pasuk in the less amount, in the least possible chiddush, which is dafka klei zemer. Now, says Rav Moshe, we understand where the Rambam is coming from. Because of the two psukim that we have as mekoyres for this isser, only one of them mentions that the isser has to do with shtiyas yayin. Dafka the second pasuk of Bishir lo yishtu yayin, but the other pasuk is not talking about to do anything to do with yayin. It's mashpah, the pasuk is asering music, even b'oifin where there's no yayin at all. Therefore, the Rambam concluded that since only one of the two psukim is asering without wine, so we go back to the klal of being mukim that pasuk in the least biggest chiddush, which is that pasuk is talking about klei zemer. Just like if we would have only had one pasuk lechatchila, we would have said it's talking about klei zemer in order to minimize the chiddush. So too, now that we have two psukim, and one of the psukim asers only with wine, the other pasuk asers even without wine, we minimize the chiddush and we say that the pasuk that is asering without wine is asering only with klei zemer. And the other pasuk, which is mashma, that it's only aser with wine, is talking about dafka bepuma. Even bepuma is aser with wine. And that's the makor. Moshe Tainas, other choyim have different possible explanations where the Rambam is coming from. But Lamai said this is the psak of the Mechaber, that klei zemer is aser in all situations, not in the Beis HaMishnah. The Torah brings that the Rambam wrote in Igeres, in a tshuva, that even bepuma is aser chutz from the Beis HaMishnah. The steer from the Rambam in Halachas to the Rambam in his tshuva. The sugya now continues dealing with the Halachas of Zimra Bizman Hazeh. We'll skip a few lines of the Gemara and we'll pick up where the Gemara says Amar Rav Huna Zimra Dinagdi. It's about 5 or 6 lines into the Gemara. The Gemara says Amar Rav Huna Zimra Dinagdi Udebakri Shari the Gardi Aser. Rashi teaches Zimra Dinagdi Moshe Svinois Bechevel Shari. People who work, they run boats, they drive boats, and when they're pulling their boats, their minhag was to sing. So over there, the Gemara says it's mutter, she'eino elo lizarzam b'malachtam, Rashi explains. Since the tachlis of their singing was only to be mizarz their melacha, it doesn't have a din that they're singing mishum tainug, and therefore it's mutter. But the bakri is the same idea, Rashi explains, she'mezamrim b'sha she'chorshin. At the time where they're doing, where they're plowing with the animals, the einu elu lechaven es hashvarim l'talmehem, sheholchim l'kol hashir de'oriv aleihem.
the cows, when they hear the music coming from the person who's singing it, it gives them the ability to do a better job plowing, and therefore that's also considered singing for the to'elis of melacha, not for the to'elis of tainuk. The last case of the Gemara, which the Rav Huna says is aser, is the zimra of the gardi. That's aser. Rashi explains, einai ela l'schoik. The Bach in Simon Tov Kuf Samech, which is the Simon which deals with these halachas in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, he brings a raya that we paskin like the Rambam in the Tshuva. The Rambam we mentioned before, the Torah, quotes the Rambam in the Tshuva, who's different than the Rambam in Yad. The Rambam in the Tshuva holds that all Zimra, even Zimra Bepuma, is Aser, even not in the Beis Hamishta. In all situations, Zimra is Aser, even Zimra Bepuma. As opposed to the Rambam in Yad that said only Zimra with a clay mon, with a clay shear, is Aser outside of a Beis Hamishta. And Zimra Bepuma is Aser only in the Beis Hamishta. The Bach says his raya is from this sugi right here, this Gemara. The Gemara says that Zimra the Gadi is Aser. It's talking about a person who's singing. That doesn't mean that he has musical instruments playing. And Huadin, the heter of the Bakri and the heter of the Gandhi, those two heterim, are talking about people that are singing with the puma, with their mouths. They're not singing with musical instruments, and still it was only mutter because they'd be mechavin the malacha. But if they would not have been mechavin the malacha, it would have been also. From there the Bach says, we see the halacha is like the Rambam in the tshuva. Rav Moshe in the same tshuva that we mentioned before, it's in Kuf Samech Vav, in Or Chaim, is madche the raya of the Bach. He says, al pi his derech, that we explained before, that Rav Moshe explained that the din of Beis HaMishta, the iser of playing music in the Beis HaMishta, and the iser of somebody who's rogil, even not in the Beis HaMishta, but if he's rogil in listening to music, it has a din of the Beis HaMishta. Rav Moshe explained, because somebody who's rogil, it's a tainuk yoiser, it's a higher darga of tainuk, where he's constantly being ma'anik himself with music, and that's also a ki'ilu, one time in the Beis HaMishta has the same level of tainuk. So Rav Moshe explains that the same thing is these people, these umnim, it doesn't make a difference where they're rugil to do the music. But since these people are also rugil constantly to be being ma'anig music to themselves, so it has a din like somebody who's rugil, like the melech, who's rugil to go to sleep and to wake up with music. So to these people, lule the svara that they were oizig with malachton, it would have been also for them because it has a din of the tainug yoiser ayudei, the fact that they're rugil in constantly singing this music to be mesameich themselves. Masha'enkein, the gardi, he takets also because he's actually being mesameich himself, he's not being oisek bimlachtoi. That's how Rav Moshe is madche, the raya of the Bach. L'maisa, Rav Moshe finds he in that tshuva, has some very interesting piske halacha, which I'll speak out because it's very not normal of Rav Moshe the way he veered away here from the psak of the Ramah. But we mentioned before the Ramah paskins like the sheet of Rashi and Tosfos that hold that both Zimmer de Puma and with the cliche are both only Aser in the Beis HaMishta or somebody who's Rogil Bekach. Rav Moshe, first of all, paskins that a Baal Nefesh should be Machmer for the sheet of the Rambam in the Tshuva. Since the Bach holds like him, even though Rav Moshe himself argued on the Raya of the Bach, he still maintains that a Baal Nefesh should be Machmer like the Rambam to never engage in any music that's not music of Shiwas V'Sishbachos. Even if it's Bepeh, and even if it's not in the Beis HaMishta, and even if he's not Rogyum. Mi'ikar Adin, the Rav Moshe paskins like the Mechaber, the Hainu Shita of the Rambam that holds that with a musical instrument, it's also even not in the Beis HaMishta, not like the Ramah. The reason for this, Rav Moshe explains, is that he holds that Rashi and Tosfos might actually agree to the Rambam, Ayin Sham, where he explains his whole Shita in Rashi and Tosfos. Then he goes on and he deals with another interesting shailam. There's a heter of toich mitzvah. The Tosfos already brings that when the music is in order to perform a mitzvah, for example, mitzvah of chasen and kalach at a chuppah, so that's mutter. There's no iser at all. Even though it's b'shas mishte, b'shas are drinking wine, the music is perfectly mutter. The Bach writes there in Simon Tov Kuf Samech that it's dafka, the mitzvah of chasam akala. There's no other mitzvah which we're permitted to play music for. Rav Moshe argues on this. He says the lashon of Tosfos and the Ramah is that it's mutter the tzorich mitzvah kigoin Simchas Chasam V'Kala. It's mashma that Tosfos was just picking an example of Chasam V'Kala, but who would then, if somebody wants to have music playing at his bris mila, that's also going to be mutter, since the tachas of the music is to create a matzav of simcha at the Sudas bris. Moshe declares about a banquet. Somebody's making a banquet in order to raise money for tzedakah. Moshe is mistopic whether or not that has a din of tzorich mitzvah. He declares his tzad that it is tzorich mitzvah is because since the music is coming to be mechabed noidvei tzedakah, so then the music also is coming to help the mitzvah of tzedakah, so it should also have a din like that. He paskas halacha lemais, a person should try if he can not to have music at the banquet, but if it's impossible not to, you can't be meicher on people who do it. The last interesting psak of Ramosha, they asked him about music on the radio. Ramosha does not explain where it's coming from, but he said if it's bepeh, so it's mutter on the radio, but if it's bepum, but if it's beklei zemer, then it's going to be also even on the radio. Before we go on to the next sugi, it's kedai to mention a very chosh of me'iri. Before you see this me'iri, the pashas of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they hold that this whole iser of playing music, bizman hazeh, is because of zeichel lechorban. It's a certain amount, there's a certain daga of avelos that a person's supposed to be in always, and he should never have so much simcha that he gets like they playing music because of the chorban habayis. Lemaisa the Me'iri comes and he's medayik from the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, rather he says from the time that the Sanhedrin went into Golos. When the Sanhedrin went into Golos, that's when music became aser. The Me'iri says the reason why Chazal asked for music was not because of Zeichel HaChorban, but rather as a chashash that the music's going to come to a matzav of Hefkerus. It's going to lead to Nivul Peh and other types of Averus. It's mashma from his words that Kol's mind that was a Sanhedrin sitting down in Lishkas HaGazis, that was enough to create enough Amos and Pachad in people that they wouldn't come to do serious Averus all day singing. But now that the Sanhedrin is not anymore sitting in Lishkas HaGazis, there's an Emes HaChashash that the music can come to an Isra of Nivul Peh. That's the Shita of the Me'iri. We'll continue now reading the next few lines of the Sugya. The Gemara says, Rav Huna batil Zimra. Rav Huna was Mevatil Zimra. Rashi explains, what does it mean he's Mevatil Zimra? Rashi says, Gozer al doiroi shelo yizamru bebeisam ubebeis mishtois. It's mashmir here that Rashi is going l'shitosoi in Gittin Daf Zayin, that told us that the Isser of Zimra is only in the Beis HaMishtois. And Rav Huna, who was a much later Amoira after the Gzeir was made, was Gozer on his door, even bebeisam, not only bebeis HaMishnah, but also bebeisam. The Gemara says, as a result of that gzeira, kam meya avzi bezuza, umeya sa chiti bezuza v'loi iboy. There was such a tremendous bracha in the town of Rav Huna because of they were makabel this gzeira, that somebody was selling 100 birds for one zuz, or 100 saw of chitid for one zuz, and he couldn't find anyone to buy it. There was such a tremendous abundance that even though he would sell it for such a cheap price, he still was not able to get rid of it. Also, Rav Chizda zilzel bei. Rav Chizda himself was mezalzel in this gzeira. Rashi explains, v'lo hikpid limchois biyodam. He was not makpid to be meicha on people that were not keeping this gzeira. Then the Gemara says, as a result of this, Iboy Avza Bezuza. Somebody wanted to buy an Avza and he wanted to pay a tremendous price. He wanted to pay a Zuza for one Avza, the Lohi Mishtakach. He couldn't find anyone to sell it to him. Meaning it was Pumfaker, the opposite effect happened. When they stopped keeping this Gezeira, it became very schwer financially in the town that they couldn't even find a Avza for a Zuz. The Gemara continues onto a new Sugya. Amar of Yosef. Zamri Gavri V'Oni Nashi Pritzusa. If men are singing and women are answering back, meaning it sounds like they're singing like back and forth, the man is singing one line and the ladies are repeating the line after him, that's called Pritzus. Zamri Nashi, if the Nashim are the ones who are singing, V'Oni Gavri and the men are answering back, Ke'esh bin Neurois. It's like Eish bin Neurois. The Gemara asks, L'may nafkemina, what's the nafkemina, which one is worse? The Gemara answers, Liftuli ha makmiha. Rashi explains, if it's only possible, if they'll only listen to the Chachamim, to be mevatel one of these two minhagim, so it's better to get them to stop, that the Noshim are singing and the men are answering them, it's better to get them to stop that. Because that's a much higher darga of pritzus. Since the Gemara here is dealing with the halacha of listening to the singing voice of an Isha, so I'll mention a few halachas in Hilchas Kol B'Isha Erva. The Gemara says in Brachos Dav Chav Dalet, Kol B'Isha Erva, and the Gemara brings as a makor for this halacha the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Hashmi'eni es Koylech, Ki Koylech Arev. The pasuk says, let me hear your voice, because your voice is sweet. Rashi writes there, that's mashma from there, that since the voice is sweet, that the voice of an Isha is Goyrim L'Taiva. From there we learn out that the voice of an Isha has a din of Erva, since it's Goyrim, for, it's Goyrim Taiva. The Ritva, very important Ritva there in Bracha, says that there's no Isser to listen to the Dibur of an Isha. The whole Isser of Kol B'Isha Erva is only the Isha singing, Kol Shirasa, the voice of her singing, only that's going to be Goyrim Taiva, but just listening to her talking is mutter for a person to listen to her, and who within B'Shas Krishma, while he's learning Torah, it's okay if there's an Isha talking in the background. In Shulchan Aruch and Simon Chaf Aleph, it brings there that only an Isha who's aser to him, is it aser for him to hear her voice, which is a little bit different than other ervas. Other ervas that we know of, or even if a lady is not aser to him, it's aser to be mistakel b'makom erva. But this erva is only aser, the Shulchan Aruch says, on an Isha who's aser to him, for example, an Eishes Ish. But a Pnuya is mutter. But a Vada is Pashat, the Mishabrua speaks out in a few places, that a Pnuya is only mutter, kozman that she's not yet become a Nida. The moment she becomes a Nida, and she was not yet Toiva, so she has a din of an Isha which is Asa to him, and therefore it would be Asa to listen to the singing voice of an Isha who's a Nida, even though she's a Pnuya. We'll continue now, Bez Hashem, in the Gemara of Memches Amud Beis. The Gemara begins there after the two dots, going on the Lashon of the Mishnah, which said, Mishemesu Nevim HaRishonim Badlu Urim V'Tumim. So the Gemara asks the question, Man Nevim HaRishonim. So the Gemara here brings a few dais. We'll jump down about 10 lines down. The Gemara says, "Alamar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, man neviim harishonim lafuke michagei zchari umelachi daachronim yinu." Neviim harishonim means all the neviim that came before the days of chagei zchari umelachi, since they're considered the last of the neviim. Anyone before them goes by the shame neviim harishonim. He brings a raya from the Braisa, the Tanur Rabbanon, Bishemesu Chagai Zechariu Melachi, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh V'Yisrael. There was no more Ruach HaKodesh in Klal Yisrael after the death of Chagai Zechariu and Melachi. The Af Al Pi Kain, even so, Hayu Mishtamshim BeBaskoil. Shepam Achas, they would use the Baskoil instead of Nevuah. Shepam Achas Hayu Mesubim BeAlias Beis Goria BeYerichoi VeChulei. Now the Gemara goes on and brings a couple of different stories where you find the Chachma Yisrael being mishtamish with the Baskoil. I found it very interesting, Tosfos, fascinating Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph. There Tosfos and some other Rishonim discuss what's the meaning of the word Baskoil. Why did Chazal always refer to this heavenly voice as a Baskoil? What's the Lashon Bas? Why does it have to be the daughter of a Koel? Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph explains, the Lashon Bas Koel means that they're not actually hearing the actual Etzem voice that's coming from Shemayim. The real voice that comes from Shemayim, they don't have the ability to hear. Rather, they hear a voice that comes out from that voice, similar to what Tosfos compares to as an echo. Just like when somebody bangs with a hammer, not everybody hears the etzem banging of the hammer. Some people could only hear the echo of the hammer banging. So too with the baskol, anybody who hears the baskol, they're only hearing an echo, kavyachol, of the real voice that's coming from Shemayim. That's why Chazal called it a baskol. It's a bas, it's like a child of the actual kol. The Tosfos Rosh there in Sanhedrin also comes to explain the Lashon Baskol. He says Tosfos is pshat, and then he offers a different pshat, that since the kol only comes out b'mida, his Lashon is, and it's not roi for everybody to hear it, because b'mida pashas means that it comes out in a very quiet sounding voice. That's why Chazal used the word baskol. It sounds like the Rosh understands the term bas means small, a small voice. That's Lashon Baskol. The last pshat that I found in Baskol is a very mechudshdig pshat from the Tosis Yomtiv in Masechta Yevamos, the 16th parak of Masechta Yevamos in the Mishnah Vav. Over there, the Mishnah says a halacha umesiin api baskol. That you're allowed to marry off an isha if a baskol tells you that her husband was mace. So over there, all of the Mefarshei Mishnah is explained. It's not really talking about a ruchnis dig a baskol because that would not be enough to marry off an isha. The Rav explains that baskol means they heard somebody screaming pliny mace, but they couldn't find the person. They didn't know where he was. The Tosfos Yontif goes there on a richas explaining the term baskol. Where does it come from? Over there, he explains that the term bas is a lashon nekeva, because we find the lashon nekeva. We find lashon nekeva is used sometimes to describe something which is weak. And since the baskol is on a level, a darga lower than the darga of nevua, it's considered weaker than the darga of nevua. That's why Chazal used the term baskol. An example of this is the pasuk in Parshas Bahaloscha. In the parsha of the Misloininim, over there, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Kodesh Baruch Hu, "V'im kacha at oiseli." He refers to Kodesh Baruch Hu as at. Tosfos Yontif says, because Moshe Rabbeinu over there means to say, if you don't perform for me nisa b'diflois, so then you're showing that your koyach is kaviyochel, a weaker dog of koyach, and therefore he was mechana Kodesh Baruch Hu in the lashon of nekeva, at. Al derech the pasuk, he says in Parshas Hazinu, where it says Tzur Yeladcha Teshi. Over there, Rashi brings the pshat from Chazal that Tzur Yeladcha Teshi means that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be mative on Klal Yisrael, and because Klal Yisrael does not perform the mitzvahs properly, that they take away kaviyachol the koyach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be mative. They're machlish kaviyachol the koyach of Hashem. Teshi is miloshen achlasha, loshen weaker, weakened. We find also the Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Aleph has a riches about how Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol, his koyach comes from Klal Yisrael's performance in the mitzvahs. Therefore, the Tosfos Yontif explains that's why the Lashon Baskol used Lashon Nekeva to bring out this point that it's a weaker type of communication to mankind than the Darga of Nevuah. The Gemara goes on now to bring different stories where Chachmei Yisrael were sitting around and they heard a Baskol, that a certain person, a certain Tana, was be'etzim roi for nevuah, but because his door was not roi for that, so he didn't get the chance to have nevuah. And all these people, at the hespedim, they refer to them as high onov, high chosin. It's a very big madriga of shvach to say about somebody at the levaya b'shasta hesped. We'll jump down now to the last case right before the two dots. The Gemara says, va'afa Rabbi Huda ben Baba, bikshu loimer high chosin, high onov. Huda ben Baba was one of the Asara Haruge Malchus. So they wanted to say at his husband, Hai Chosid, Hai Onov. Elisha Nitrafa Shah, something happened. She ain't maspidin al Haruge Malchus. Because he was killed by the Malchus, they said that we don't give Haspedin by Haruge Malchus, and therefore they could not say this husband at the time of Huda ben Baba's Levaya. We found two days in the Rishonim as to why are they not maspid on Haruge Malchus. Rashi here says she ain't maspid on Haruge Malchus. Me emas hamelech lafichach michu biyodam. Because they are afraid of the melech. If they say a big hesped in honor of the person who the melech just put to death, it might look like they're going against this melech. They're trying to rebel against him. And therefore, they withheld themselves from saying the hesped at the levaya of the Haruge Malchus. The Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Dalet, says a different pshat. He says the reason why we don't give a hesped for Haruge Malchus is because we're afraid that the last minute, if we delay too much, the king might change his mind and not allow us to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kvura. He'll say, no, I don't want you bury him. Therefore, we want to get him into the ground. We want to bury him as fast as possible so as not to lose the opportunity of burying him kehalacha. The next sugi we'll discuss is based on the Mishnah that says, Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, Batla Noifes Tzufim. The Mishnah says when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was something called Noifes Tzufim, which was now Batl. The Gemara goes on to say, My Noifes Tzufim. Second last two dots on the page. Omar Rav, there's 3 days in the Gemara. What is the definition of Neifes Tufim? Omar Rav, Soiles Tzofa Al Gabe Nafa, V'doyme Le'isa Sheni Loisha B'dvash V'shemen. It was a very rich type of soiles, type of flour, that was, it was so rich, it was as if he kneaded the dough with oil and honey. Levi says, Shtei kikaros hanidbokos betonor, v'toifchas uboos adshem magios zu lezu. It's talking about two types of bread, that the bread was so big and so filled with mazon and bracha, that they would stretch out in the oven, and each one would be attached to one another because they, each one became so big. Abishua ben Levi Omar zed dvash haba min atzifia. It was a special kind of honey which came from a place called Tzifia. It's a machlokes later on in the Gemara. What does Tzifia mean? There's a very nice Karen Oira here who explains this whole Gemara is going al pi remez to explain the loss of Limud HaTorah when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. One of the things that we lost when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed was a special madrega and mesikos haTorah, he says. Enjoyment of Torah. He says those are the three different things, the three different descriptions. Neifetz Tzufim is referring to three different stages that one gets to in Limud HaTorah. The first stage in Limud HaTorah is at the beginning of the sugya, when things seem to be mechusa, they're covered over, the sugya seems a little bit dark, you can't really understand things so well. And al yidei shkeida harbe, he says, al yidei a lot of hasmada, he clears out the psoilus, and he's left with psoilus nikiya zaka ubrura, bli shum si. He's left with clear psoilus that he can understand the sugya, the very tursa, the shmaisa, very clearly. That's the first marshal, that it's like an isa sheniloisha b'shemen udvash. This darga of Torah, this geshmak of Torah, it was very geshmak. It was like an isa that was kneaded with oil and honey. But it's only compared to an isa because since it's still the beginning stage of the learning, so he's not yet fed himself the ikur mozin of the sugya. The ikur mozin of the sugya, that's the next stage of the sugya, where he comes to a final havana and the maskonas of sugya. When he comes to that stage of the sugya, that's the second mashal, which is compared to Shtei Kikarois HaNidbokois Betonor. He says, since the Ikur Mazoin of a Nefesh, of a Yid, is the Havanas HaTorah, that's why the Mashal of the final understanding of the Maskonas HaSugya is compared to two fresh pieces of bread, which is the Ikur Mazoin in Gashmias. That's why that's used to describe this Gevaldike Mazoin and Tainug of Ruchnis Dika Havana in Torah. The last Daga is compared to Dvash. He explains that Dvash is a marshal to the final and greatest Hanah of Torah. It's called the Yesoidus of Torah, the secrets of Torah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Megala to people who learn Torah Lishma, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. He writes, the Keren Ora writes about this, Shehu ba'arevus nifla yoyse mikol ma'adani oilam. The understanding of this Torah is on a darga of unbelievable arevus and sweetness, which no tainug in the world can compare to it. That's why the Mishnah compares it to this dvash tzoifim, which is obviously a very, very geshmaka type of honey, which is only found in this one specific place. And that's how he explains al pi remez this inyan of neifetz tzufim. We're jumping now a few lines down. The Gemara brings a Mishnah, Tanan Hossam. Kol hanitzuk tohor chutz midvash zifim v'hatzfichim. Rashi explains that anytime you have two liquids, one liquid is in a kli tohor, and one liquid is in the kli tome, and he's pouring from the kli tohor into the kli tome. So we have here a chibur, the liquid in the kli tohor, which is also its tohor liquid, the liquid in the kli tohor is tohor, is connected al yedei anitzuk to the liquid in the kli tome. So there's a tzad to say that since it's all one chibur, it's all connected, so the liquid in the kli tohor also now becomes tomei. So on that, the Mishnah tells us, no, the nitzuk is not considered a chibur, and whatever is in the tomei pot, blibes tomei, and whatever liquid remains in the tohor kli, blibes tohor. Chutz midvash zifim, except for this special type of dvash, which Rashi explains it was so thick that when he would stop pouring, so the downpour, that's called what's called the nitzuk, comes back up like an elastic and goes back into the tohor kli. If you have a thickness, if the liquid is so thick that it jumps back like that, so then we look at it as one big glob, one big chibur, and all the liquid, even in the tohor kli, it now becomes tomei since it became one with the liquid that is tomei. The Gra in Masechet Taharos, Perek Ches Mishnah Tes and Eliyahu Rabbah asks a very interesting kasha on this Mishnah. He says, even though we don't consider it to be one chibur, But we know the halacha is that mashkin, any liquid that's makabel tuma, it doesn't matter what level of tuma, it doesn't matter if the thing that it's being makabel from is a rishon or a sheni, mashkin always get a din of a rishon. So therefore, if something which is a sheni touches liquid, that liquid that it touches now a rishon latuma. Therefore, to ask the gra, even though we're going to say that it's not considered one big chibur, why don't we say that each tipa, each drop of liquid, is metame the drop of liquid that's immediately right next to it. And each one becomes a rishon. And therefore, since it's a rishon, it has the ability now to be metame the drop that's next to it. And then that also becomes a rishon. And mele that has the ability to metame the drip that's next to it, the so on and so forth. And all the liquid in both kalim should now become tame with this din, even though it's not considered a chibor. This is the kasha of the gro. The gro makes an ukimta, and the Mishnah is talking about a case that the liquid in the kli tame is only tame because a tful yoim came in contact with it, and we're talking about liquid of truma. And the halacha is that a tful yoim who has a din of a sheni, when he touches truma, he gives it a din of a shlishi, but it doesn't actually become a shlishi lutuma, it passes the truma. The hainu, every tful yoim, when he touches the truma, he passes the truma. Since it passes the truma, there's no halacha that truma, which is pasul, if it goes ahead and touches another piece of truma, that truma is also pasul. But in a chlami, the gra holds that if we were talking about a case where a rishon came in contact with this liquid, and the liquid became now would become a rishon also, because it always, liquid, as we said before, always has a din of a rishon, and a chlami would have the koyach to be matame each and every drop that's right next to it. That's how the gra answers his kasha. The Chazon Ish in Masecht Machshirim, he asks a gevaldige kasha on the gra. He says, our Mishnah is talking about dvash. Dvash pashas means dvash dvoirim, from bees. There's no such thing as dvash dvoirim that shaykh to truma. There's no chiyus vi mafish truma on honey. Therefore, he says that the kasha of the teretz of the gro can't possibly be the right teretz, and he offers a different teretz there, ayin sham. He has a bit of an arichus where he has a few different studim. I'm not going to go into them now. The last sugi that we're going to discuss on this daf is the sugi of anshe amono. Mishnah says, "Mishal batlo, mishal chorav beis hamigdash, batlu anshe amono." Rashi explains in the Mishnah of Memches Amud Aleph. Rashi says, "Anshe amono means boitchim b'kodesh baruch hu, v'soymchim olav la'asoyis toiv, ve'ein doigin lechisorim." So, tzarich in a little bit. What does Rashi mean? V'soymchim olav la'asoyis toiv. The Michtav Melio in his section on Bitochin has a very nice hesber. He explains that Rashi means to say that dafka, when somebody's coming to do toiv, when somebody's coming to do a mitzvah, any type of mitzvah, so at that moment he should have bitachon gomor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be matzliach his derech and everything will go great. As opposed to if he's not doing good, stamazay, the midah of bitachon, he explains, is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make everything work out for him the way he wants it to work out. Because lav dafka does he have the schuyas for that, and lav dafka does he know what's good for him. But rather, he has to believe, the etzem mitzvah b'tochen is to believe that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything that happens, if it's good, it's good, and if it seems bad, then he has to know, kol ma'da avid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rak letav. Everything Rachmona does is for good. Therefore, he explains, that's what Rashi means to say, if he's coming to do toiv, if he's coming la'asoyis toiv, so ein doigin lechisorin, then in that situation, dafka, if he's coming to do a mitzvah, then he could have full bitachon and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will make his derech go well. He writes there that was the swara of Rabbi Yuzal bin Vardik, that when he was opening yeshivas with his talmidim, so everywhere they went, he was noig with an unbelievable madrega of bitachon, that everything would go well and he would come up with enough money. And he said about himself that he's a Baal Bitochen. Since he said about himself he's a Baal Bitochen, so the Michtam Yehu understood it, and he was understanding that the Midah of Bitochen is Mechayev, that when a person is coming to do a mitzvah, so then a Kodesh Baruch Hu will be Matzliach his Derech, and then a person is Mechuyev to have Bitochen, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu will make him be Matzliach. He brings there from the Maharal in the Sivas Oilam, he quotes from the Maharal, B'tachel Hashem b'kol levavcha, trust in Hashem with your whole heart. A person should put his faith in Hashem. he should put full bitachon on what he needs. Rak yivtach b'Hashem shehu yoytzi machshavtoi asher chafetz la'asoy sel apoyel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring to fruition what he wants to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it happen. Ki kasher b'teach b'yizbaruch az yase Hashem yizbaruch b'kashasoy. When a person has bitachon in Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring out his bakasha. So it sounds a little bit not like what the Michtav Eliyahu was saying. It sounds over here like a person should have bitachon in Hashem to be mekayim anything that he's trying to do. But the Michtav Eliyahu says that no, when the Maharal writes, she yasim bitchoinei boy yisborach, bitachon gomer al mashu tzorich, he said avada al mashu tzorich means if he's needing something which is a mitzvah. If he's doing something which is a mitzvah, so then in Echanami, the Maharal is saying what Mecht Eliyahu said, that he should put his full bitachon in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will make it happen. Just the Maharal is adding another chiddush over here, that Hashem will dafka make it happen in the schus of the bitachon. Not that Hashem will make it happen and he should believe that it'll happen, but rather in the schus that he believes, that he puts his whole bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him special siyata d'shmaya, that he'll be able to be matzliach in his way when he's trying to mekayim this chash of a mitzvah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.